What's up, wisdom warriors? It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and let me tell you, relationships are a wild ride, right? Like, one minute you're laughing together over pizza, the next you're trying to decipher cryptic text messages. But hey, that's life. The good news is, even with all the chaos, there's a way to build stronger, more fulfilling connections, and guess what? It's not some mystical unicorn thing. It's about being present, truly hearing each other, and understanding where the other person is coming from. And today, we're diving deep into that with a stoic twist. Because yeah, you heard me right, those ancient philosophers had some seriously insightful things to say about relationships, especially when it comes to active listening. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't just about being stoic and unfazed, it's about building in a strength that allows us to connect with others on a deeper level. So, buckle up, wisdom warriors. Here are 5 key takeaways from a stoic perspective on cultivating positive relationships through active listening. 1. Listen to understand, not just to respond. Ever get caught in the trap of just waiting for your turn to talk? Yeah, I'm guilty of that too. But true active listening is about really absorbing what the other person is saying, trying to see things from their perspective, and understanding their emotions. It's like putting on their mental glasses for a minute and seeing the world through their eyes. 2. Focus your attention. Distractions are everywhere, phones buzzing, thoughts racing, that cute dog across the street. But when you're actively listening, it's crucial to put all that aside and give the other person your invited attention. It shows them that you value what they have to say and that you're truly present in the moment. 3. Ask clarifying questions. Don't just nod along and pretend you understand if something is unclear. Ask. Asking thoughtful questions shows genuine interest and helps ensure that you're both on the same page. Thus, it can spark deeper conversations and lead to a better understanding of each other's thoughts and feelings. 4. Practice empathy. This one's huge, folks. Empathy means trying to feel what the other person is feeling. It doesn't mean agreeing with them or solving their problems, it's just about acknowledging their emotions and validating their experience. Imagine they're sharing a tough time, try to step into their shoes and understand what they're going through. 5. Respond thoughtfully. Once you've truly listened and understood, it's time to respond. But hold on. Don't just blurt out the first thing that comes to mind. Take a moment to process what you've heard and formulate a thoughtful response that shows genuine care and understanding. So, picture this. You're having dinner with your best friend, they're going through a rough patch at work, and you want to be there for them. Instead of jumping in with solutions or offering platitudes, you actively listen, asking questions like what's been the most challenging part, or how are you feeling about it all? You try to see things from their perspective, acknowledging their feelings even if you wouldn't necessarily react the same way. And then, you respond thoughtfully, offering words of encouragement and support to their specific situation. T. It's not rocket science. Just a little stoic wisdom and active listening can go a long way in building stronger, more meaningful relationships. Remember, wisdom warriors, every connection is an opportunity to learn, grow, and make a positive impact on each other's lives. So go out there, listen with your whole heart, and build those bonds. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the wisdom love. Leave a review if you enjoyed it and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to connect with you all again tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. Stay strong, stay connected, and keep those inner warriors shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.